When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Real quick before we get started today, Shane has your March Madness update. Take it away.
All right, it's time for the Double After Hours Podcast Random Bracket Challenge ranking as of today. So in sixth place, we have A. Grusser 09's pick two with 240 points. In number five, we have Felipe the Great's picks one with 280 points. In third place, it's a tie between Aaron's Crazy Auto Picker and Lord Gustafur's picks one with 290 points. In second place is my bracket, Shane's Great Picks with 400 points. And in first place is Phil's Cool Bracket with 430 points. I've been Shane Siegel, and this is March Madness. Back to you guys in the studio.
Double After Hours Podcast, take one.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back. I've had 30 minutes of sleep, and here we go.
Well, get ready for probably the most goonerific episode of our podcast.
No. You don't understand. Shane isn't here, so, like, you know, like, the goon energy isn't fully complete. The goon squad hasn't fully been assembled. You understand.
It's like the Toon Squad from Space Jam.
No, but remember, in the sequel, they were called the Goon Squad.
I did not watch the sequel.
Well, we've established that in a previous episode, but I know, but, like, I have to keep saying it, because they were called the Goon Squad, and there's that meme that shows up with Don Cheadle yelling, "The Goon Squad!"
I've never seen that.
What? You haven't?
No.
You haven't been a Goon Squad sighting, like, on Instagram?
A Goon Squad sighting.
Oh,
that sounds like it belongs on a registry.
Oh, it really should. Listen, Trump. Listen.
Oh, man.
I got an executive order with your name on it.
Ban the Goon Squad. Domestic terrorists.
My mega people, the Goon Squad's been taking over the world.
My fellow Americans. The Goon Squad is a group of terrorists.
Bookie liberals, big liberals.
Oh, man.
What are we doing? We should probably introduce ourselves.
Yeah, probably. I am Bryce Guskovic. Hello.
Who are you, Aaron?
Yeah, I know. Crazy. Hi, I'm Aaron.
Wow.
I'm tapping out for today, but it's fine. I'll chime in when needed.
Oh, my God. I'm Charlie Robinson. I'm the social media manager.
And Charlie Goonison.
Shut up. No, we're not doing that. But, guys, you've seen the thumbnail. I have no idea what it looks like right now, but I did make it. So, guys, you know what we're doing. We're ranking some cartoon women. Because you want to know what sells clicks on the internet? Talking about cartoon women. We've been pitching around this episode for a while because Bryce, in all caps, one day said, "I will clip farm this episode like there's no tomorrow."
I don't even remember saying that.
Oh, I do. But, you know, we looked at ourselves and went, you know what? What shame. We don't got it.
Yeah. Okay, this is one of my chiming in moments. You brought this wonderful soft pretzel here.
It's a comically large soft pretzel.
A Bush's soft pretzel. Like, this is, like, made for, like, two or three people to split. There's also more salt in the bag.
I've never even seen this before. This is incredible.
Well, just go to Bush's, my guy.
I know. I go to Bush's. Well, I mean, not really that much anymore. $4. I'm not.
That's a solid deal for
that. Only $4 for that pretzel?
Yeah.
Dude, you can feed, like, Africa with, like, three of those. Like, that's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of needing to feed families, that's what we need to do with this episode and these clips. So,
oh man.
Gang.
We're starting off strong with this list,
we
too.
We do.
We got a tier list pulled up.
We got a tier list.
And there's a
of
character,
like,
I noticed is missing that I didn't realize until a moment ago, so we'll bring that up in a minute. But
I guess we will. But we got to be like 50-ish characters to talk about. We'll link the list specifically below if you want to play along later on, but
yes,
we got like 5 tiers of goofiness, and I think other than that, it's really all you need to know because we got to jump in.
Yeah.
But we're starting off with the easiest S tier I've seen in my life, Spider-Gwen from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, no, that's an easy Wish Was Real, which is our top tier. Also, we should list off what we've got.
We probably should,
We've
yeah.
got Wish Was Real, Smokin', attractive, Average, and Nah. So, easy Wish Was Real.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, like, even, like, outside of her Spider-Verse version as a kid, like when she was introduced in the comics, I think I became like something new that day. I was like, oh my God, a blonde Spider-Woman? This is incredible. Like, who could...
I became something new that day! It's the wildest...
Am I wrong?
Oh, man.
No, but like, she's a fun character. It's like she's a punk rock ballet dancer Spider-Woman. Like, that's an incredible combo. She's a phenomenal...
My man ain't wrong.
She's a phenomenal character in the movies. She's entertaining. Hailee Steinfeld voices her, and that's already, like, putting it over the top for me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this character is super fun. Like, I love this character. She's so hype.
I can see the heart eyes, like, popping out of Charlie.
Oh,
right
my God,
now.
Yeah. Like, this is the one.
Oh, man.
Why isn't she real for real for real?
I'm going to be questioning that about maybe 15 of these.
Really?
Yes. So moving on, we got Velma Dinkley. I'm going to say, okay, this is the one from the, what is this?
Mystery Incorporated. This was the one with the art by Derek J. Wyatt.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this one an average.
I think this specific version of Velma is average.
Mm-hmm, this specific
I think
one is
most
average.
Of the time, like, I mean, like, if you watch the live action Scooby-Doo movies where they put her, like, in the latex or whatever... Like, mm-hmm. that was, like, Aaron's, like,
that's
nodding.
That's from Hoo Hoo Boy.
Yeah, that's
watching on the pretzel,
absolutely,
too.
Dude.
Do you want some queso blanco with that?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh, my God. Aaron became a new man. Not only became this pretzel, but when he saw Velma Dinkley and James Gunn's Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed.
Amen.
Oh, man.
But, no, but, like no, that Velma would be S-tier because that actress did a fun job. But, like, this Velma, she's kind of just, like, annoying.
Yeah.
Like, she's yeah. not that hype. She's
also,
just, yeah.
I'm just going to ignore, like, every single aspect of the plot of Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, because, like, halfway through it just kind of became, I felt like a dumpster fire of random, let's throw crap at the wall.
Kind of. I mean, it's been a minute since I've seen it. It's definitely one of, like, the better Scooby shows, but just, like...
It was for a while.
At one point, I mean, listen, that's the show that had Scooby drive a tank, so it's, like, it True. Has to be peak to some
that's
regard.
Also the one where they had Batman Brave and the Bold, and Kiss, and Axl Rose.
Yeah, those were all the movies that they did.
Yeah, so...
I grew up on those. Those were
my
favorites.
Scooby-Doo, Batman Brave and the Bold was so peak.
What was the Kiss movie specifically called? It was like Scooby-Doo Kiss Rock and Roll Mystery or something
yeah,
like
I think,
that.
And yeah. then they had like the Kiss World as the amusement park, which somehow Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons haven't hopped on yet.
Hold on. How does Gene Simmons rank in the cartoon crush tier list? What are we
Wish
feeling?
Was real.
God, I wish the version of Gene Simmons in my head was real, not the one we have.
He's like an evil Gene Simmons.
Yeah, in the immortal words of Yugi Moto from Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged Series, he's like an evil Gene Simmons. Correction, he's Gene Simmons.
Oh, man.
I remember one time I told Bryce that line, he was crying. He was like, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh. I just know I love Kiss.
Oh.
All right.
But yeah,
so,
Velma's kind of mid, though. Not
yeah,
going to lie.
This one. Now, this next one, also Mystery Incorporated, we got Daphne Blake.
Oh, my God. I forgot that was her last name.
There could be an argument for Smokin', but with some of the other characters on this list, in relativity, I'm going to say attractive.
Ain't no way we're using the theory of relativity when we're talking about 2D girls. There's something wrong. Every day we stray,
I did not die for this.
Every day we stray further from God, but closer to the goon squad.
Real.
Oh my God. But no, oh, I mean, man. Daphne generally is pretty hype, but I think like specifically this version of Daphne was pretty good. Because I felt like with, like, the last show, what was it? What's New Scooby-Doo? With
that one was actually really good.
No, that's a good show, but oh my God, I always forget who did the opening for that show. It was a punk rock band in the 2000s.
Simple Plan.
Thank you, Simple Plan. I think of that version of Daphne and go, like, she was kind of, like, where I think Daphne should be, where, like, she's kind of more of a go-getter instead of just getting kidnapped all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think this is a solid version of Daphne. I just haven't seen the show in a minute. I remember liking it as a kid. I remember thinking it was pretty hype, but I don't know, man. I think generally when it comes to Scooby stuff, like with Velma and Daphne, like they're there, man.
Yeah.
Like they are girls.
They are women.
They are girls.
Oh man.
Wait, you want to argue that? Maybe Daphne's an armadillo in disguise. Who knows, man? I don't know. But
this is
great. Daphne, she's smoking, I think, because I just don't think, like, generally she has the proactive traits I want in a character.
I'd say she's a solid attractive.
I'm going to say attractive. Yet again, by relativity, you can look at some of these girls and be like, there's no way she's on par with some of these people.
Fair enough. So next
like
up.
Like this next one.
Oh my God. Yeah, we have Honey Lemon from Big Hero 6. Definitely when it comes to the three Big Hero 6 girls, the worst one. She's average. She's
really?
I 100% like.
Really?
She's okay.
I like her better than Go-Go.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No!
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I was about
Hell?
To... I was about to either say smoking or attractive, and you come out swinging with average.
No, because I think just like she has the least amount to do out of these two. Like, I think her personality's fun. I like her design. I think she's got a cool gimmick with her powers. I mean, sure, she doesn't have the whole periodic table on her bag because they couldn't fit that all on, whatever. But still, it's like, you know, I don't know. I think she's cool, but like, whenever I think of like these three specific characters, I think of her the least.
That's fair.
Like, she looks like she's going to babysit my dog.
You mean dog sit?
Oh, yeah.
Babysit my dog.
Can you tell I don't have a dog?
Babysit my dog.
I don't know. Maybe the dog's a puppy.
That's
like, technically.
A shirt.
It's still dog sitting. It's a dog.
Oh, you're not fun.
You're dumb.
I know. I don't care.
Oh.
Average tier.
Okay.
Because I think compared to the two other Big Hero 6 girls, like, they are way cooler.
Mm-hmm.
They are way more hype.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, Go-Go! Like,
that's an average.
Like, I'm like, no, what? Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again. Without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Wait, Bryce, we have to know for the camera. Are you a fan of a big titty goth GF? Is that where your heart lies?
No, it's not.
Well, that explains everything now.
I swear with two others on this list, I'm about to, like, double back on that statement.
I know.
But
there's exceptions, of course.
There are exceptions. But no.
But I think...
Like, if I was given the choice between Honey Lemon and Go-Go, Honey Lemon, Monday through Sunday.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, no, no. You're really going to look at freaking Starbucks connoisseur over here and go, yes.
Yes.
Why?
I will take Honey Lemon Monday through Saturday, take her to church on Sunday. That is my opinion.
I don't know. It's like, I remember nothing about Honey Lemon, but I remember like the aura that Go-Go had. Like, she's the cool one. She's the one who doesn't kind of want to be there, but is there. Like, I don't know. Like, she's
nah, man.
Honestly, like, she's the girl I think Aaron would end up with, Heike. Like, this is Aaron's type
really?
Right here.
All right. Aaron is excited. He's like, really?
Really?
Wow.
Me?
Oh, boy, what? 3 a.m.
What does that mean?
Oh!
In this context.
Oh, man. But, okay.
The goonigations.
Average, move on.
No, she's attractive. She's hype. If you saw her in the streets, you'd go, zam!
Would I?
Yes!
Okay.
Listen,
fine,
I run
attractive.
By the spikes. I run by the Spike Spiegel rule of I love a girl who can kick my ass.
Okay.
It's very simple.
This next one is also an easy top two. No, hold on.
It's only easy if you know the media reasons
it's
why.
Aunt Cass. It's Aunt Cass.
No, but like, listen, Aunt Cass is very wholesome.
I'd
like,
say smoking.
I'd agree. I think Aunt Cass is like, for what little screen time she had a very like fun, bubbly personality. Like, I remember a lot about Aunt Cass because like...
I remember. Trust me.
Guys,
me, audience. I remember
write,
a lot
I
about Aunt
write a
Cass.
Book about Aunt Cass.
Charlie.
You don't understand.
Oh man.
Ant cast a large net. You don't get it, but
okay.
Wordplay is fun. But no, I think like for what little screen time she had in the movie, like she really made up for it with like a really fun personality.
Stress
like,
eating.
That too. I think of like the scenes where like it's like what was it, Hero was trying to hide Baymax. He's like, ah, and like she's like kind of there in the middle of it. And like they mm-hmm. you know, like they had a whole Baymax show on Disney Plus and she was a big part of that too.
Yeah.
Like
they also had that really weird Super Big Hero 6 TV show
they
on Disney.
Did.
That was not good.
I thought it was okay. I don't remember like what no. you what?
I did not like it.
I don't know. Like I think Aunt Cass, like, she's just a fun character for what she is. Like she's not like she is peak. I don't know. Well, she's not peak because she's not S tier. But like, I don't know. I think she's fun.
But yeah, I agree.
But next.
I couldn't write a whole book on her, but next.
Well, you know, there's not many characters you could. You could write a whole book on this character, though, because that's happened. But
many times. This next character.
Starfire. S-tier.
Specifically from Teen Titans.
S tier.
No, I'm going to say Smokin'. Hold on.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Breaking my balls here, Rice.
Because the character that's not on this list that should be is Blackfire. Blackfire is an easy wish was real. Starfire is Smokin'.
Listen. I know we just established the preference, but Blackfire is not loyal.
Does not matter.
Yes, it does.
No.
Yeah. Okay, Bryce. Let's say you had the most attractive woman in the world, like Michelle Obama or whatever, like shows up.
Okay, that one caught me off guard.
Okay, but like, let's say like, okay, like Michelle Obama jokes aside, because there's too many. But like let's think about that for 2 seconds. Like the most attractive woman shows up in the world, but you know she's fundamentally gonna like break your heart and like not be loyal. It's not worth it.
I'll rerun that. I've done it before.
What?
I'll go 3 for 3.
No.
3 for 3 in the 313, baby. You know what I'm talking about.
What do you
about.
Mean? Like. Okay.
Did I stutter?
But back to Starfire.
Blackfire wish was real. Starfire smoking.
No, because Starfire is like, she's wholesome. She's fun. Like, she's loyal as sin. Like, the way she was, like, attached to the hip to Robin in that show, she did not give up on him.
You know
him.
Who else was also super attached to Robin? Blackfire.
One episode.
Blackfire.
What? If you had someone at a bar and she was attached to you for one night but never called you over again, you would not say that was a great partner. You would not say that was a great experience. Like, that's not what you would want. I got him thinking, Aaron.
This is some solid queso, by the way.
I was about to say, how do you enjoy
that
pretzel?
Queso Blanco is actually really
good.
Do
you want to know who enjoy that queso Blanco? Starfire.
Okay, who's to say Blackfire wouldn't?
She's not around.
Okay, neither is Starfire.
Neither is Starfire. Now, in the context of the show, Starfire was around. Blackfire wasn't. She was there for like a couple episodes and said, yeah, yeet. Like, what do you mean?
Fine.
Yes.
It can both be on Wish Was
Fine,
Real.
Fine, I agree to that. Starfire and Blackfire, that we both wish they were real, because they're pretty hype. But guys,
the Tamaranian sisters.
We have a very easy Wish Was Real.
A very, very also easy Wish Was Real.
We have Raven from original Teen Titans 2003. I mean, this is like, this changed the brain chemistry of, I think, like, millennials. Like, like honestly, I think that whole generation was cooked because of Raven. I'm not even gonna lie.
That's valid.
Like, I'm not
that's
even gonna lie.
So valid.
Do you know how many alt girls and emos exist because of Raven?
That's very true.
Too many.
Also, real quick, they're also not on this list, but still on the Teen Titans. Can we just agree to throw Terra and Jinx on a Smokin'?
I would agree to that. I mean, I would probably put Terra in just kind of nah because of how she did Beast Boy.
That's okay,
but
yeah. That's true.
I would agree.
But like,
Jinx is pretty hype.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Raven, she's so cool. Like, she's like, she's a great character. Also, very undersaid. But the way she was like best friends with Robin for a lot of that show, like, she's not going to steal your man. She's going to be loyal. Like,
yeah,
that's hype.
That's true.
Like, Robin could have been with Raven that whole time. But no, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, that's hype. Like, she knows, she knows, like, she's not going to sit there and, like, lead everyone on. That's pretty hype.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, next up, we got the GOAT of Avatar The Last Airbender when it comes to this list. I'm gonna even keep it a buck. We got Ty Lee. Okay, like, I like her for the same reasons I like Starfire, where she's very bubbly, she's very fun. But also, it's like, compared to the two other members of her team, she's like the normal person.
Yeah.
Like, Azula is comically evil. Like, Azula would like destroy the world or whatever. Like, she would.
Wish was real.
And like, no. What? No. And like,
it took him a minute.
And like, Mai is like cringe, but we'll get to her. But like, I think Ty Lee, like, for what she is, she's the fun one. She's the bubbly one. She's the one that like you would want to be around in person. Like, she's not the one who would break your back. She's the one that would give it the massage. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me, like,
what does that mean in this context, Charlie?
So anyway, it's highly easy. Wish was real. Easiest one on the list.
Yeah, I was about to say, wish was real, bro. That's easy. No debate. I agree with everything Charlie just said. That is an easy
but
one.
But you've already kind of stated your case. What do you think about Azula? What do you got? She's there.
I'll throw her either average or attractive.
She's not average.
I'll throw her attractive.
No, I think Azula is like a fun character, but fundamentally, I think people look at Azula the same way like people look at other characters and go, I can fix her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're going to need a construction crew. Like, yeah. You are not fixing that.
That's true.
Like, that is not happening. No, but Azula is like, I think like she's a fun character. I think she belongs in Attractive or Smokin'. No, I think she belongs to the Smokin'. I'll die on that hill.
Yeah, we can do Smokin'.
Like, I would rather, like, deal with, like, the emotional outburst of Azula than, like, the mid of Daphne.
Yeah, real quick, this is also so random, and the audience can't see this unless we post a photo on Instagram. Currently, like, the people on the two bottom tiers together all have, like, they have the same facial expressions as the other.
Oh my god.
Velma and Honey Lemon and
wait,
Daphne
that's
and Gogo,
crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's
what
actually really funny.
What happened there? Maybe it's God's plan for there to be in that.
Oh man. This podcast was not God's plan.
Oh, but we're doing it anyway. But speaking of something that's not God's plan, Mai from Avatar The Last Airbender. This is the first nah.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah, that's a nah.
The only thing I remember about her is that she stood up to Azula, which was pretty hype, but also that, like, she sat there and went, like, with Zuko, I'm just like, I don't like you anyway. It's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's like, what, we still don't know who Zuko ended up with. Was it Mai? Was it someone else? No one knows. But, like, I don't know. Like, she's, like, the most, like, forgettable character of Avatar The Last Airbender. Even by those standards, I still remember her. But, like, in a show as stacked as that,
yeah,
being the forgettable one is a lot of points.
Mm-hmm. Now, next up on the list, we have Korra.
No, that's Katara.
Oh, yeah.
Korra's not till, like, the end.
Oh, my fault.
Grr, just because bro's racist against the water tribe. I also,
we were making fun of me at the beginning of this because I can't necessarily see all the characters.
Yeah, TV is maybe like, what, 6 feet in front of us and bro was cooked.
Yeah, I pulled out my phone and zoomed on the camera at first.
Bro is already reaching grunk status. He's no longer unk. He is grunk.
It's bad. I swear, awful. It's only with TV screens, though. Like,
really?
When I'm driving, I can see a sign from, like, hundreds of feet away and read it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm good. But, like, if it's a screen or any type of, like, projection, I'm squinting, I'm zooming in, I'm moving up closer.
Do you need glasses?
I don't
do
know, because
it's
only in the cases of screens. It's so weird.
After Rose Adventure goes to Pearl goes Vision.
Me, when I find the most diabolical glasses to give to Bryce, it's like the Carl Fredrickson glasses from Up. They're just rectangles and huge.
You've seen those comments of like me when I wear the glasses of instant damnation. And it's like, oh my gosh, whatever. So, it's so much to explain and unpack of just Instagram brain rot.
Which is honestly more than I have to say about Katara, because everything I can say about—
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at bigairusa.com.
Oh, Katara is that I don't care that your mom is dead, which is what I say at the orphanage, and that's why I got kicked out. But I just saying that with Katara, I think largely like a lot of her character is that like she's the mother figure to Aang, but she eventually ends up with Aang. And like there's kind of like they never feel like as characters they're like on the same footing when it comes to like who's attracted to who. Like we know they're into each other, but like it feels very different. It kind of feels like in a weird way what Dipper and Wendy had to an extent in Gravity Falls. Well, probably to a lesser extent there, but like I look at Qatar and I go like, you're just gonna like mother me, and it's like I have a loving mother. I don't need that. Mm-hmm. Like you're going too attractive for the sake that I still like you as a character, but like,
and that is coming from the orphanage reject.
Yes, it's I wasn't a cool enough orphan to get into the orphanage.
So
can we have the orphan tryouts? Who
the
can
double
give
after
the
hours orphan?
Who can give the best puppy eyes? So we just got sued.
Oh man, Charlie is paying that fine in full.
Thank Christ. But
okay,
we'll fight that one.
Yeah,
later.
What'd you say? Attractive or
yeah,
average? Attractive. Yeah, I can. Because
I think she's like not Azula or Cass, but she's not Velma. Or if we're going to go by the gooning rule of relativity.
The rule of goontivity.
No! No! No shot. There's no way.
Charlie does not.
I don't like that term. I want that in a shirt, though. All right, guys. New shirt design coming fast.
Goontivity.
Might have to make that. Oh my god! Yeah, wear that at the club. Oh, it'll get you everyone. But anyway, yeah.
And now we have the other easiest wish was real.
Keita from Atlantis. Atlantis. Aladdin. Atlantis of Atlantis: The Lost Empire. I love this movie.
Yeah, me too. Actually,
we might be doing it for season two. You guys,
I have to rewatch it because it has been years.
It's been
but
months.
I love the movie.
But I love this movie. But she's fun largely because for the same reasons as like Starfire, like where she's very much kind of like a fish out of water. But kind of in that sense, it's like, I think she's a better Neytiri, actually, when I think about it from, like, Avatar, James Cameron, Blue People, where Neytiri, like, and Keita kind of have very similar-ish, like, personality traits, except Keita has spunk. Like, she's got charm. Like, she actually has, like, chemistry with Milo, instead of, like, the Avatar characters going, like, ugh. And then, like, the soundtrack blasting in the background. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you tell I have Avatar on the mind? But maybe we'll do those this year, too. Whoa. But
I will not be attending.
Cringe. But with Keita, I think, like, she's the personable one. Like, she's very fun. She has a lot of great, like, moments with Milo. Also, like, her animation is really good. Like, there are so many phenomenal scenes where, like, she's, like, glowing or whatever. It's like, I don't know. Like, she's a fun character.
And she bad.
And she's loyal. She was loyal to Milo that whole time.
And she bad.
That's true. But I'm going to be keeping a buck. Like, she's going to wish was real. She's top tier.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep it a buck. I forgot this character's name.
Me too. I was hoping you knew this character.
It's the
blonde fighting girl. Isn't she Russian?
I think she is. She's the second in command to the villain of the movie, the blonde girl. Like, she's a fun character, but honestly, I think of the fact that we forgot her name, I can't put her higher than attractive.
I was going to put her at average or not.
I would put her above Velma and Honeylemon. Like,
she's average. Hard set on average with this one.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking at, like, the character portraits and, like, if they're all in sync. I don't, because, like, they kind of are.
Attractive is in sync enough.
Put her in. No. Actually, put her in average. I think of the fact that I can't remember her name, I can't put her in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's no way you're putting her above Honeylemon.
Oh my god. We've reached it. The other woman who destroyed the millennials' taste in women. This is the 1-2 punch with Raven. She go from Kim Possible.
Yep, there yeah. It is.
I mean, like, listen. It's her, Marceline, Raven, and, like, all of, like, the black-haired, like,
and
girl.
Gwen from Total Drama.
That, too. And we'll get to her. Mm-hmm. Like, this group ruined men. Like, for the sense of that, they gave men such unrealistic expectations of what a woman is.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, she goes an easy S tier. But anyway, but She's not loyal. You don't understand.
Charlie, you would not hear me out on Blackfire until I compromised that both of the sisters are in S tier.
But even by that logic, we're still putting her in S tier.
Fine. Shigo can be in S tier.
Yes.
Wish was real.
Now we have Kim Possible. I'm not sure. It's not S tier.
I'd give it attractive or smoking.
I'd probably say smoking.
Yeah.
Because all I think about with Kim is that I think about the meme that was her leading on Ron Stoppable for that whole show until he eventually became the ultimate god of getting out of the friend zone and figured it out. A real leader to bad people, but giving men the other unrealistic expectation that you can get out of the friend zone. But anyway, but I think like she's cool, but like if you put her and Shigo like next to each other, I'm like, Shigo, like what do you mean? She's cooler. Like one's green, one's.
But when I say if you put Starfire and Blackfire next to each other, and I pick Blackfire,
no, it's different because Shigo and Kim are like in the show for like the same amount of time. Like it's not like Blackfire showed up because Blackfire shows up for a couple episodes and is like, "Yo, I'm bad." I mean, not like in a male masculine voice. We get the point. But she shows up for a couple episodes and goes, "Yo, I'm here." As opposed to Shigo, who's like there for the whole show and interacts with like Kim and the other characters a lot. Like she's a big fixture. Like Blackfire is like, she is like the splash damage of these characters where it's like she showed up for one thing and never showed up again. But yet people still talk about it. I don't know. Maybe I don't know where I'm really going with this. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah, I don't either.
All I know
is your logic is failing my rule of goontivity.
Okay. Okay, you know, let's think about this for a second. Is this what you want your legacy to be, Bryce?
My legacy. Never mind.
Move on. Goonacy.
Move on. But my goonacy. My legagoon.
I like that less. Guys, but speaking of gooning, because that's what Disney was doing when they crafted this character.
Which
we've got
real.
Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame. Easiest S tier I've seen in my life.
We've said that for every S tier. Every single one.
Easy. That's how strong these characters are. Like Esmeralda, for one thing, she's got an incredible song in the movie. Honestly, Hunchback of Notre Dame, not a bad track in that movie. She's got an incredible singing voice, an incredible song. She's willing to die for her people, so you know she's loyal. The only bad thing I can say about her is that I don't really think she led... Oh my god, I forgot the Hunchback's name. Quasimodo. I don't think he led him on, but also it's like, I'm sorry, Quasi. Like, the guy who's like her same height is in the same room. You're cooked. Like, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. But, no, I think, like, also her animation is, like, stunning. Mm-hmm. Like, this is when, like, 2D animation was, like, reaching, like, that peak of, like, looking, like, incredible with the colors and the shading. And, like, they did so much work.
Even the profile portrait they gave her.
Like, the shadows and the lighting. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you look at that character and go, like, oh, no, she's not a fun character to watch? That's Shane be saying, not even gonna lie. There's no Lego characters on this list, so Shane is cooked.
That's true. We don't have Lego Batgirl on
this.
There's
no Peg from Lego Clutch Powers that he can goon over. He's cooked.
Oh, man.
I'm out.
Aaron's been quiet for 20 minutes, and that's what he has to add.
He hits us with a Mark Cuban. I'm out.
That was... Kramer from Seinfeld. Yeah,
that's Kramer. I was thinking like Shark Tank, like it's like a deal, like an offer is made for the
But no, that was the episode of Seinfeld where they all had the game, which was essentially their big November moment. Like,
oh yeah.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
Real fast times at Richmond High for the Seinfeld characters. That's a great. When is that episode? What season was?
That was season 4.
Oh, okay,
11.
No, we'll get to it this year. But, I love that. But anyway, yeah, the contest. That's what people play when they watch The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But anyway, speaking of Disney, we have Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. Nah.
Really?
Yes. And I know that's shocking because, as everyone knows by now, I like the mouse. But, like, I think with, like, this era of Disney characters, like, this was when, like, the villains were the most important part of the movie, which is hype. Like, this is the movie Maleficent came from. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone knows how cool Maleficent is.
I was gonna say average. Average or attractive.
But she spends, like, the whole movie either asleep or not interesting. Like, all she really has going for her is that, like, she's cute, and, like, the animation on her is really cool, and, you know, Disney did the classic thing where they did a cool animation style for one movie and never brought it back, you know, the tradition. But... I don't know. I literally, it's like all I know or all I remember is that like she's there. She hangs out with like bootleg owl from like Winnie in the Pooh.
But my problem is you cannot throw her under that girl from Atlantis.
I can. No. I can.
You can't.
I can no. and I will.
No. No.
Aaron, you're a professional gooner, it's right? Hold on. Let's get your opinion real quick. Like, just based on, like, the profile, who would you rather have? A cool military lady from L.A.'s Lot Empire or, like, a female twink from Sleeping Beauty? Who do you got?
I mean, I gotta go with the female military.
There you
no
go.
No way!
There you go.
You guys, I am surrounded by idiots.
Well, speaking of idiots, we've got Jane from Tarzan.
Attractive.
She's attractive. Like, I like her character partially because I got a thing for Brits, but... I don't know. Have I never made that clear yet?
No, you haven't, but I'm suddenly judging you more harshly.
What? Whoa! What?
Tuesday, innit?
But it's a male Brit, and they're the ugliest people in the world, but like, female, and they go, it's a Tuesday! It's like, oh, that's wholesome.
Ignore
that's
the
endearing.
Fact that I was talking to a Brit.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This chick like 4 months ago.
I was about to say, like, you're cooked. Like,
no, it was more than four now.
I can't wait to, like, five grab this voice clip and, like, put it on mass where it's like, oh, I hate British
people. I hate British people.
Why? They're charming sometimes.
We beat them in the revolution.
I'm just happy we got a good sound bite.
Which time, Aaron? There's been a lot of moments of that.
That one.
Okay.
That recent one.
I hate British people. No, but I like Jane. I think she's cute, but I don't know, man. She's loyal, though. She loves Tarzan. That's pretty hype. That gives me points for me, but I can't in good conscience put her above some of the other characters in the top two tiers. But
yeah, definitely.
We've got Vanessa Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb.
Smoking.
Yeah, smoking. I don't think she's S tier. Mainly because for like that whole show, they tried to ship her with Ferb, and that's a minor. Yeah. So like you're getting...
Well, no, she was too, though.
No, but it's like it's the same like logic as like Dipper and Wendy, where Dipper was 12 and Wendy was 15. Like, it's a massive... And even with the way they're drawn, too, it's like it's a massive difference.
True.
I'm sorry. I'm not looking at like Ferb as much as the Ferb is the GOAT. Like, I can't look at him, that character, and go like... Yeah, you and Vanessa. Like,
I gotta say, no, here's the deal. The only reason I want to put her in Wish was real, because that would also imply that Doofenshmirtz was real.
Oh, okay.
Meaning also Major Monogram and Agent P. Like,
what about Carl? He's evil for extra credit. You don't want him to be real?
Yeah, that's true. But no, smoking, I think, is the correct...
No, but I think Vanessa's... She has a phenomenal singing voice.
That too.
Like, she probably has the best song in the show with Candace Busted. That might be a tier list.
Yeah.
Maybe some Ferb songs. But, like, man. Like, her singing voice is incredible. Oh, my God. Yeah. But...
Oh, we need to do Phineas and Ferb songs.
We really should. That would be a fun one.
Like, all the ones that are floating through my head, I don't think we're not going to have an S tier. They're all going to end up
on S. No, but, like, there's a... But anyway... But all we right. got our next character, because we're on the Disney train right now, which we will be for a minute here. Elastigirl from
Wish
The Incredibles.
Yeah,
Wish was real.
It.
No questions asked.
I'm like, incredible in it.
I'm elasting it. I'm Helening it.
I'm going to Disney next week, bro.
That's true, you are.
Not even next week. Holy crap, like 2 days from now, I will be on a plane.
That is goofy, dude.
I have to
Disney reference, get it? Because I said goofy.
Go from... Oh, wow. Wow. I also have a layover in Philadelphia both ways for whatever reason.
Oh, you're in
and
hell.
And on the way back, I have Nashville and Philly. I'm going to die.
Dude, I am so sorry.
I am a Steelers fan going to Philadelphia after they won a Super Bowl. I am about to get destroyed.
Well, I mean, that's what happens every year, right?
Saquon is going to run through me like A-Train.
No. Oh my God, dude.
Wait,
I can't
pause. Wait.
So, on goonology scale, like, how does that rank? Like, he's gooning so hard that I was attracted to Saquon Barkley.
For the record, I do not Saquon to, quote, run through me, because that,
I don't know, man. That's a highlight. I'm sorry. We're making that one. Gonna send that to everyone you know.
Oh, man. Isn't this the girl from Pocahontas?
Wait. Yeah, it's Pocahontas. Nah.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw that in now as well.
Because Pocahontas is not a good movie. Also, she dies. So it's like, I'm sorry, the longevity of this character.
She does?
Well, yeah, in history. Like, oh. She dies.
I was talking about, like, the end of the movie.
Oh, no. I mean, she lives. I mean, like, whatever. But, like, who cares? Like, I will say she has a good voice. Colors of the Wind is a good song. But I gotta say, this and her movie at large is about as bland as white toast. So, You know what? You're not winning any points. But Jasmine from Aladdin.
Smoking.
Wish was real.
Smoking.
What?
I can't put her in my right mind. I cannot put her with like Raven, Blackfire, Elastigirl, and the girl from Atlantis.
Bro, she's got them childbearing hips. How can you not?
Oh man. Oh man. We're not running that one back.
No, but like Jasmine, I think out of all like the Disney, this, like she's my favorite Disney princess.
Really?
No, yes. No questions asked.
Really?
Mainly because like I'm biased because Aladdin is one of my favorite Disney movies. And I think out of all the movies that have the princesses in them, she's the most fun. Like I think largely like the only points I can really dock her as a character that maybe would put her to smoking is that she is not as proactive as I would like some of these other characters are. So, like, I like we're looking at the list. Moana's more proactive. Anna's more proactive. Rapunzel's more proactive. But that's also just, like, a product of, like, storytelling stuff that was going on in the 90s versus the 2010s. But, like, Jasmine, her animation is incredible. She has a really cute and fun dynamic with Aladdin. Her singing voice is great, which I know I keep saying that for, like, every Disney princess. But, like, listen.
It's almost as if that's intentional, Charlie!
Man, you know, the company who built their whole reputation on musicals and they have the characters sing, well, oh, man, that's a crazy.
But it's an Alex Jones conspiracy. Who's that laugh?
No, I was thinking about like an Alex Jones clip you sent me today. That was really funny. What was the one where it was like, no, you know, I just have a real affinity for Jews. That means you're gay!
Yeah, it was, are you a Jew? No, I'm a Catholic who has an affinity for Jews. You're gay! Gay, 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 gay!
It's like, how is he a real person?
I love Alex Jones.
He should not be real. Wish I was real Alex Jones. Let's put that in the tier list right now.
See, bro, he's not real.
He is just he's J. Jonah Jameson.
Jew.
I am convinced that he was like artificially made
in a lab to spout off the most random nonsense that I love.
Oh, what a great clip farmer that Alex Jones is.
I listen to Alex Jones for the memes.
You know, Jasmine would love Alex Jones. That's all I'm saying. No, yeah. She wouldn't. She'd hate him. But, like,
That's why she belongs in smoking. She's not an Alex Jones fan.
You know what? I've been getting my way for a lot of these. I think we just have to move her.
You also just talked your way into smoking by saying
I did. Because like, as a character, like if I'm looking at it from a writing perspective, but she is, like, super cool. She's very attractive. But we have, oh, my God. I keep forgetting how to say this character's name, but, Chell? Is that who you say? I'm going to mispronounce this brutally. But the girl from Road to El Dorado. Yeah.
Smoking.
S tier. Like, I know, like, we're going, but Charlie, if you don't remember the character's name, like, oh, she doesn't count. No, you don't understand. This is the DreamWorks girl that everyone thinks is a Disney character. That gets you points. Like,
wait. She's not Disney?
That's DreamWorks.
S tier.
Exactly.
You know what? I will settle for that one. That's S.
Thank you. I will settle for the attractive Colombian woman to be S tier. I'll take one for the team. My gooning streak will continue. Thank you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We should talk about this movie. This movie's really fun. Elton John's on the soundtrack, too. Like, it's a fun time.
Bro.
I like that movie.
But speaking of Elton John, Moana. There's no segue there.
It's Maui time.
You are.
Attractive.
So what? Unlike Moana, who's very not white, so very attractive. Hype. You know, Moana?
Attractive.
I think she's smoking, dude.
No, bro.
No, because I think Moana's a lot like more proactive than like everyone and like attractive, you know? Like, she like drives the whole plot of her movie, you know? Like, she's a god now. You gonna say no to that? No.
I actually haven't seen the second one.
Aw, man. It's like some of us other people have. You can go check out Moana 2 podcast on season 1 on YouTube and Instagram and all our fun little pages. It's a great time. But,
well, sure, smoking.
I think she's cool as heck though. I think when it comes to Disney princesses, like, she's one of the better ones.
No, Moana's my favorite Disney princess movie other than Tangled.
Yeah.
So I
really think, other than Tangled.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've loved Tangled. I saw that one of the first movies I ever saw in the theaters with my mom.
We'll have to save that for a little later. But no, I think Moana's very hype.
Yeah.
Easy smoking tier.
Okay.
I showed that clip to my friend the other day, and she was crying. Like, oh my god. But we got
Elsa.
Average. I think Elsa's the most overrated character on this list.
Yeah, we can do average.
Agreed.
I think Elsa, like don't get me wrong. Let It Go is very overplayed and still is, but you know what? It's a good song. I'll die on that hill. But I think when it comes to Elsa, she has way less going on than her sister, which is...
I was about to throw Anna in the nah category.
Whoa! Okay.
Over Anna.
Before we get there, I think Elsa, as a character, is so defined by the fact that, I keep things in, I keep things concealed, and that means it's, I just know, I know things about her, but also it's, I just, her dynamic with her sister is, so weird. And also from the fact that, she straight up hid in her room her whole life and, just didn't talk to Anna at a certain... what are you doing? I can't vote for that. I don't know. I just think, she's just kind of whack. She's just not... aside from Idina Menzel, singing her voice and doing a great job, it's I don't know, man. I think she's just kind of...
That's average.
She did brain rot the children of our generation, though, into thinking she stopped her. Very oof.
Yeah.
But now we have Anna. I think she's way cooler than Elsa. I think Anna,
running it back, I would throw either average or attractive.
I think Anna deserves to be attractive. I think she's way cooler. She's way more...
Cooler.
You might sound like Squilly. Still gooning, eh, Squirty?
That's not my Krusty Krab.
No!
Oh my god, the goon bucket.
What's the secret formula, Krabs? You don't want to know. Oh my god.
Oh man. Putting a new meaning on.
So that's what I taste like.
Oh yeah. Super Goonie Hut Junior.
I don't like the junior at the end of that. I'm gonna keep it above.
Wait.
No, wait. I have crabs, SpongeBob. But anyway, Anna, no. I think she has way more personality. Her dynamics with old
apartment people, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my god, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now. You don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire. Available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
Love and Kristoff and Elsa are way more endearing. She actually drives the plot. The only thing I can say against her is that Frozen 2 did not use her well at all, and that her song in that movie was complete buns. Buns.
I hated Frozen
song.
2. I also hated Frozen 1.
Well, you know what? That's okay. I thought Frozen 1 was okay and Frozen 2 was okay. It's a real okay set of movies. It's a real okay. First hated that joke initially, and now he's kind of come around.
Yeah. So anyways,
Rapunzel.
Wish was real.
I agree. For the same reasons I like Anna. I think for one thing, she's super endearing. The opening song, Will My Life Begin, just sells her so well.
Mm-hmm.
I love her voice actress. I love her songs. I think her long hair is super endearing. Also, just because I think Tangled's a really good movie.
And I always forget Zachary Levi can sing very, 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 very well.
Yeah, that's Shazam, kids.
And I know.
Harold and the Purple Crab.
Okay, understand, this man... let's run through this man's catalog real quick.
Okay, thank Christ you edited it that, because when you said let's run through this man, I got really scared.
Two
there.
For two today. Let's run through Zachary Levi's catalog.
Okay.
You went Tangled, Hallmark movie, Shazam, Harold and the Purple Crab,
and Shazam 2.
Shazam 2, actually. No, that came before Harold. But I'm just talking as a character, he was Shazam.
Yeah, Zachary Levi's the most up and down man I've seen in my life.
Bro, how do you go from Disney to Hallmark to DC to...
He's a fake nerd. He doesn't get it.
To
Harold. I wish he fought The Rock, because that would have been funny. But also, it's eh. But man, we're doing a great job not talking about Rapunzel. Aaron, do you have anything to say for yourself? You like Rapunzel? You think she's hype?
More laughing at Harold and the purple crayon. I forgot about that.
I say words and you just laugh. Like, I don't know what to say, man.
Man, it's almost as if that's a joke was.
Ah, golly gee.
Oh, yeah.
What a scholar.
That and sleep deprivedness makes everything 20 times funnier.
Man. Aaron, who's your favorite character? It should be on this list. Who do you love? Who do you hate?
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley, I wish he was real.
Bro, so do the Giants.
Bro carried me in fantasy that whole year, bro.
So do the New York Giants.
Oh my god. But no. Yeah, I think Rapunzel's really cool. Also, I don't know. I like the long hair gimmick. I think it's a very fun way that they kind of built around that movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Words are hard. But next up, we got Harley Quinn, specifically from the TV show of her same name.
Specifically from the TV show, I could do attractive or smoking.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same rule we gave the Mystery Inc. gang.
Yeah, because this one is like, she's not like chopped, but also like, she's fine, but like also just her personality and character in the show bring her down several notches.
Once I remember it's Bridget from Big Bang Theory voicing her, it does lose a couple points for me.
Yeah.
Because I have to think about the Big Bang Theory again and I just want to die.
Yeah.
Is there love in the air? No gas leak.
Oh, man.
No Harold in the purple crayon. The only thing in the air. But
oh, man.
No, but Harley Quinn, even, like, by that, like, she's still Harley Quinn. Like, she's still fun, you know?
She's still psychotic, sociopathic, pathological liar.
I think I'm gonna catch Bryce on Tinder outside the psych ward next time. I think that's what, like, he's finding in taste in women.
Charlie's doing all this talk about generationally ruined taste in women, and here I
Harley
am.
Harley Quinn is the CEO of that, though.
I'm pulling up to Arkham.
Bryce is pulling up to freaking like a doctor's office and going, I can fix her.
My next album is straight out of Arkham.
Straight out of the psych ward. Just like a drag jacket, I'll be straight with you.
I'm using that, actually. I'm going to use that.
Charles Robinson, 2025.
Yes.
But Harley Quinn, wish was real. No questions asked.
This specific one, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Why not?
It's yet again, it just goes back to the personality of, like...
The difference is
it's been a while. I stopped watching after season two because, they just rushed way too much, way too quick. And now, like, season five or something.
Yeah, they're going for it.
They're really going... I didn't know the show was doing that well.
No, it's doing very well. James Gunn, you know, when he was, like, announcing stuff that would stay, like, he was like, oh, no, I love the Harley Quinn show.
Really?
Like, yeah, man.
I might...
Harley Quinn, like, James Gunn loves weird things, man.
I might check that back out then. I'll see, but whatever. Can we settle for smoking?
That's fine.
Can we settle for smoking?
I can settle for that. I've got the characters I want where I really want. So it's like
Oh man.
It's Meg from Hercules.
Honey, you mean Hunkules?
It just keeps getting funnier every time I hear it.
Did I ever tell my Hunkules story?
Yeah, why not?
On the podcast. Okay, so just in case, I might have told this before.
I don't think you have.
Basically, freshman year, I was new to the school. This is where I met Charlie and Aaron. You know, I was chilling.
What a bad time.
Oh, yeah. It was my freshman year, and I was in English class with my buddy Wally. Mm. And at the time, Wally was very quiet and reserved. He's a lot more outgoing and, like, friendly now, but, like, back then he was very, not, like, timid or shy, but, like, he just didn't want to be the center of attention or talk much, right?
Cringe.
And so we're sitting there, me and him are sitting next to class, we've been friends for years, I'm the only one at the school he knows, because he had just gotten there partway through the year.
Right.
And we're reading The Odyssey.
Yeah.
And my English teacher reads, now who knows anything about Hercules? And I just yell out, full volume, honey, you mean Hunkules? And my friend Wally looks at me as if he's about to rip my esophagus out.
But that's so
my teacher
funny.
Looks at me super confused, and all the kids in my class just look at me like I'm on drugs.
What do you mean? That's like the funniest thing you could yell.
I don't know if there was one of them that understood that reference other than Wally, who actively wanted to murder
me. But Hercules is such a great movie, though. That's like in the top 10 Disney conversation for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
it And me and Wally had watched that YouTube poop several times of Honey, You Mean Hunkily, so he understood the reference fully.
It's not even a YouTube poop thing. It's just a line in the movie.
No, but the YouTube poop of Hunkily's.
I know. Where it like she goes, Honey, you mean, oh! Whatever it is.
Yes. And it's that stupid photo of Hades with the title Hunkily's written over it.
When we do that Hercules episode that we keep teasing, can we just have the title be Hunkily's?
Yes. Yes, we can,
might have to make that. But no, I think Meg also is like, she is like, one of the few 90s Disney characters, I think, on this list where, like, she is proactive, yeah, like, in her own way. You know? Like, she makes it clear from her first scene that goes, I'm a damsel, I'm in distress, I'm fine now, thank you, ta-ta. Like, she's so cute in that way. Also, her singing voice, if I remember correctly, was Belle when she was on Broadway in the 90s. So, like, really? She has those, like, massive, like, great singing chops, which, again, I know I keep saying, but I won't say I'm in love as a top 10 Disney love song, and you will not tell me otherwise. Like, that is an incredible, like, this incredible beat. Like, she's fun, like, she's, you kind of, like, make sense why, like, she would be into Hercules, like, I don't know, like,
I also, see the vision.
The animation on her, like, that specifically, where it's like, oh, everything's, like, more Greeky and cool, it's like, oh, man, like, how can you not like this character? Wish was real. There's not a bad beat to her. She's loyal. Wish was real. I mean, like, yeah, she, like, was controlled by Hades for a bit there, but you know what,
That's not entirely honest.
You know what, them's the breaks, pal. It's like, you know.
I was about to say, when you're being manipulated by a Greek god of the underworld, is there much you can do?
Also, it's James Wood, who's even more evil.
Gene Simmons as Hades.
Aaron, who you got in the evil off? James Woods or Gene Simmons? Who you got?
Oh, show me James Woods.
Correct answer. The Family Guy hater. Family Guy classic. Wish was real. Meg. Easy.
All right.
All right. Well, here's another character.
Holy
that ruined
crap.
Her...
Did you say Meg?
Meg? Wish was real. Holy crap, Lois. Meg.
I wish she wasn't real.
God. I don't want to talk about Family Guy. Thank God Lois Griffin is not on this list.
Oh,
thank
my gosh.
Christ. Anyone who is attracted to Lois Griffin deserves to have their balls cut off. I am sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you are. Like, it's Lois Griffin.
That and Marge Simpson, like.
Whoever's attracted to Marge Simpson or, like, Lois Griffin, I'm sorry, get your head checked out.
Or the woman from American Dad.
No, that one's more understandable.
Okay, more understandable.
I would still say go get checked out, but, like, still, it's like, what are you doing? That's Marge. That's homie! That's the...
Homie! Homie, I'm from the death!
like, her voice is so cooked now. Like, I feel bad, awful for a voice actress, because they, they refuse to just let her stop. Like, guys... Get someone new. Let this poor woman out of her misery.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to keep doing this. She's tired, boss. She's tired, boss. Please. Anyway, Aaron, what's the Simpsons character that you like the most? Ralph?
I hated the purple. They taste like burning.
Aaron, there's a Simpsons character out there for you. Who you got?
I like men. You like that's my other favorite Ralph Wiggum line.
What?
I like men now.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny one. Oh, my God. This Ralph has so many stupid lines. I have a Lego of that man. But anyway, Mavis from Hotel Transylvania.
Attractive.
She is in an Adam Sandler movie, so that does dock points for me.
Yeah.
But, like, you know?
Aha, Jonathan, I am hanging my daughter.
Madison. It's not Happy Madison.
I thought it was Happy Gilmore.
No, it's not Happy Madison.
Oh, Happy Madison production. No, that's right. To go back to our wonderful Eight Crazy Nights podcast, which was Happy Madison dunking the musical.
Oh, waiter, waiter, more poop joke.
But
what a great line.
Oh my God, what a wonderful joke. But
Jonathan, I am hanging my daughter.
I am hanging my daughter.
Fun fact, that was a great typo Charlie provided me with like a year ago now.
Was it a year or was it 2 years? It was a while.
It was a year.
Okay, because I
was a junior in high school and I was having a mental breakdown over my workload and I opened my phone to, aha, Jonathan, I am hanging my daughter. And I lost my mind.
When did I believe I did that. Don't get me wrong. Like, that sounds like, I feel like in the same way where you tell a story about like Michael Jackson, like John Mulaney says, where it's like anything could have been real. You say any story about what I've said in the past week and I'm like, yeah, that probably happened. Like, sure. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Oh,
I'm a criminal, I know. But like Mavis, because we're doing a great job not talking about Mavis.
I'll give her an attractive.
I think.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. you can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
She's attractive, but also it's like, I'm sorry, Raven's better. Oh, like, when it comes to like your goth girl aesthetic, I think Mavis is so like stereotypical. But dad, I want to be out on my own. Like, what do you...
Father, when do I get to leave and be on my own?
Aaron, you know that reference?
No, I didn't.
What, you don't know like the awful Pinocchio movie they made where like one of the first shots of the trailer is Pinocchio on the horse going,
okay, now
but dad,
back.
I want to be on my own.
Yeah, so I didn't.
I got a whole world to see. That goes along with my fruit nut medley that I have brought.
Oh my god, that's been sitting there since December, but
I'm going for round two.
All right. But yeah, Mavis is attractive. I just think like she's such like a whatever, like average character that's carried by her design. Well, now we're getting into like the total. We're getting to the total drama quadfecta here.
Oh yeah.
What do you got, Bryce? You're gonna lead this one because I have not seen.
I'm gonna lead
in the middle.
This. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Gwen from Total Drama Island. I'll give her a smoking.
Honestly, I think so much of Gwen is carried by looks because she's the one that ends up with Duncan, right?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen Total Drama since like I was a kid.
I rewatched the first season and a half my freshman year, and then I got busy with work and I stopped.
Yeah. Like this was like
I binged all of season one in one night with my friend Tristan.
That's like 8 hours of material.
We stayed up all night watching Total Drama Island.
Who hurt you?
Nobody. We were having a fun time. We were playing Fortnite and watching Total Drama.
That is the most like Gen Z thing we could say.
Dude, I don't
care. All right, campers.
We were at my aunt's old house, bro. We were in the basement just house sitting and chilling. And we're like, hey, throw on Netflix.
Throw on Total Drama.
We're eating food. We're partying.
Partying. Getting crazy at the club with Total Drama.
Yeah, if the hoes ain't into Total Drama, then that's a no-go.
then that's Total Drama. You could have ended that in the most perfect way possible.
No.
What?
I stand on what I said. The hoes a no-go if she ain't into Total Drama.
Mm.
You get what I'm putting down?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of y'all who are not chronically single, let us know that if that exact line gets you laid.
I'm not chronically single.
No, it's okay. I was speaking to everyone else.
Like me.
No, Aaron. No.
Gwen. Smoking.
Sure. I don't care. She's like, she's there. Oh, you know, she's blue.
I'm
like
going to Google this character's name now. Because
this is Courtney. No, it's not. Is it Heather? No, it's not. That's the other two.
Yeah, I was about to say, no, Courtney.
Ralph Wiggle.
Oh, man. Bridget.
Bridget.
Yeah,
Bridget Wiggum. Fit character.
Bridget.
I remember. She's the one that ends up with the surfer guy, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember this girl. She's cool. I like her design, but man, she's...
Why didn't they throw the really dumb girl on this?
Oh, Lizzie or whatever her name is? Because she's not hype.
She's underrated, bro.
What do you mean?
Anyways, Bridget, I'll throw it attractive.
I agree. That's all I have. I'm going off her design here, man. Mm-hmm. I have not seen Total Drama since I was 10, so it's like...
Heather? Nah, that is the hardest. Nah, she is an agent of Satan.
I agree. Heather is the biggest like red flag of a character. If you're attracted to Heather, you're just doomed to be alone. Like, I am sorry. Like, just no.
I also know girls like her and like, nah.
Yeah, nah. Again, on the list of women who ruined people, Heather.
Yes.
But now we have Courtney.
Courtney, I think, is also underrated.
I think Courtney's smoking.
I was about to say smoking. I just didn't want to say it first.
No, I think she's hype.
I will fight for smoking.
She was the one who was loyal. She was the nice one. She was like the most reasonable character of this cast of insane people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's the one you would go to the bar and go, oh, like, she's wholesome. Like, oh, she's cool.
Yeah.
let's get to know this person more instead of like everyone else at Total Drama where you just like one of us like a 9.5 foot pole to separate everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got April O'Neil specifically from the 80s cartoon, the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon.
That's a solid smoking.
I was wondering when he was going to like say something again. Really?
Aaron, I think just because Aaron spoke up, I don't think I get to debate that.
I will, because I like the Ninja Turtles. Okay. I think this version of April is attractive.
I was about to say attractive.
I think mainly just because I think other versions of April have gotten it better. Like, I think in the cartoon after this, the 2003 cartoon that was on the CW, where it was like kind of more taking inspiration from the Mirage comics of the original, I think that version of April is like more proactive and fun, while this version of April is like, Turtles, I got kidnapped again! Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, the fact that she's making the banana jumpsuit work, points abound.
True.
But also, it's like, if your whole legacy is, like, in the same way as Daphne, where it's, like, half your character's just getting kidnapped by a cheese grater, it's like, what are you doing, man? Because, get it, Shredder? That was the
joke.
Oh,
no, I understood immediately.
Because, you know, most of the Ninja Turtles' names were just puns off of Daredevil instead of the Foot Clan, the Hand. Instead of Splinter, Stick.
Oh, man.
That's the joke. But, guys, April, attractive or smoking? I don't know, Aaron. You can put her in smoking.
Yeah,
you said your piece.
Okay, Aaron gets smoking. Okay.
All right, cool.
Oh, here's the coup de grace of men ruining right here.
Okay. Wish was real.
What, not Aaron?
Wish
what?
Was real. Not hearing anyone.
That? The coup de grace of men ruining. Marceline. Yeah, I think I agree.
Wish was real.
Like, don't get me wrong. I like when she's saying, "I'm not your problem," that episode where they had to unlock the door. I mean, again, changed man. Like, I never...
You
like,
also know her guitar is inspired by Gene Simmons' bass.
That's an easy Esther. She's evil. I love that.
Which was real.
I mean, I think the fact that, like, also, like, her songs are so freaking good.
Yes.
Like, I love, like, stupid punk rock butt metal, and, like, her songs, like, do that for me. So, like... what? What?
Keep going.
No, but also like in like I forgot what the sequel show was called that they put on Max, but like the like it was like the special they did where they like it was like the flash forward where like Finn was an adult and like it was like Marceline and Bubblegum's relationship later.
Mm-hmm.
Where like in like she's singing her song there and like she was so cool there. Like yeah. She just radiates cool.
She's also a shape-shifting vampire.
Like,
which
oh
is
yeah,
bad.
Like that's like I'm sorry. Like I'll put my morals aside for the vampire. Like I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's hype. Like mm-hmm. Aaron, what? You've been
Mavis
laughing.
Could never.
When you said it was the adult version, I was like, I thought it was adult time.
What?
My first thought was the show's called Adult Time.
adult time.
Oh man, that's thin ice.
That's a bad parody waiting to happen, or has happened.
That's a Photoshop.
Adult.
Ah, no.
No, it's not even anything malicious. It's like adult time is like Finn in an office. It doesn't have to be malicious. It's just like Finn working a 9-to-5, and like Jake is like, "Hey, man."
Jake from State Farm. Still played by Robert DiMaggio.
Dude, that new Jake from State Farm ad with the Batman stuff, great ad.
Hype. I haven't seen it.
What? It's so good. It has, oh my God, dude, it's so good. But you should watch it. It's like the best Batman thing that's come out in years. But anyway, the Jake from State Farm ad, that's 30 seconds long. But guys, it's time for Flame Princess. You know, on the account that she is on fire.
I was about to say, for comedy reasons, I think she needs to be smoking.
At least. But also, like, man, I think out of all the Adventure Time girls, like, she's cool, but, like, well, no. No, she is smoking. I'm standing on that. Like, I think...
Because here's the problem. She's not quite on Marceline's level, but, like, just overall, she's the most well-rounded, I'd say.
No,
like,
she is.
I really love Fire Princess.
I think she's cool, but also I feel like Adventure Time partially is, like, a blind spot once you get into the later season with me because Cartoon Network's awful schedule. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, I know Flame Princess from the early stuff. It's, like, once you get, like, to the later stuff when the show actually ended, it's, like, I'm cooked. But
yeah,
I think
same.
Flame Princess is really cool, though.
Yeah. Also, where is LSP, bro? Lumpy Space Princess.
She is...
I need her on this list so I can throw her on Nah. Bubblegum Princess.
Yeah, Bubblegum. She is voiced by the same voice actress as Starfire.
Is it? No, it's not Bubblegum.
It's Princess
Bubblegum. So is that PBG?
Yeah, that's what they called her on the show, PBG. Hey, what's up, guys? Peanut Butter Gamer.
Yeah,
that was what was going through my head. So I was like, no, it's not PBG.
You think
so
PBG would be attracted to PBG?
Bubblegum Princess Bubblegum. Okay, yeah, no, I'm tripping.
I'm so hungry. I could eat PBG. Wow, look at all those kings.
My lord.
No adventure time for a week, said mom.
Oh my god, that's such a specific reference that you have to know. We've brain rotted Shane with said mom.
yes,
he says,
we did.
He's been saying that for years. Oh my god, man. Which is what happens when he has to go back home.
So I gotta say, Princess Bubblegum.
She's attractive.
Yeah, I was about to say attractive. I can't put her with Flame Princess or Marceline.
I just hate how she led Finn on.
Yeah.
Like, that is just such a buzzkill of the show.
That's
where, like, it starts off as, like, oh, Finn might win her affections, even though she's 9,000 years old. But it's like, you know, and like, she's old. Like, again, what am I talking about? Generational grooming? Princess Bubblegum might be the top of that list.
Yeah.
Marceline's really old, too. But, like, I don't know. Like, that's like that's just a bad combo, man. What's with cartoons and anime with characters who are like 9,000 freaking years old and it's like they're grooming a 10-year-old? This is awful.
I don't know, but I just looked at the next character.
Yeah, so we have Karen from SpongeBob. Listen, till it clanks.
Oh, man.
Listen, the fact that she's stuck by Plankton's side for this long, she is loyal to a fault.
Oh, my Karen.
Karen? Like, I don't know. Like, granted, I have not seen a lot of SpongeBob in a while.
I gotta put her on average because,
okay,
like, she's a computer, so I can't put her on the same level.
Yeah, you can.
I can't put
one
her
one of
on
these
the same.
Girls is on fire.
Yeah, and she's still bad.
And one of them is Bubblegum.
Still bad.
And a vampire.
I can't put her on the same. No. I can't put her on the same level as Daphne. Okay,
but also I would have Karen rather than Daphne.
But at the same time, I cannot.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Put her with Heather.
That okay?
Average.
That's fine then. I would say, Aaron, you're a big sponge head. Like, what do you think about Karen?
I think average is a good spot for
her. There you go.
No.
Wow. Sandy Cheeks did not.
There was that
list.
One episode where she low key belonged to the streets.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Street legal episode, but like overall,
it's this episode of SpongeBob Street Legal.
Overall,
the new ranking system.
Like average.
Sure. I can see that. But now we have Belle. Belle's tricky because I think like her design is really good, but also it's like, and she is smart, she is proactive, but also it's like, man, those Stockholm syndrome allegations, like that is like the whole part of this movie. I think she's smoking.
Yeah, I was about to say smoking.
Like, I love me a girl who's well read, so like part of that is just like a little bit of bias for me, but also it's like, I think just like compared to the other Disney princesses, like I like she's not top tier.
Yeah,
you know, like she's good. But, like, she's not Meg, you know?
Yeah.
But now we have, Aaron, you've seen this movie. You're a big fan of this movie.
I've seen this movie quite a bit.
We've had Agent Callahan from Wreck-It Ralph, a.k.a. another long check in the list of reasons why men should not take their dating advice from movies, because any real world where Fix-It Felix actually got with Agent Callahan, I'm sorry, you're cooked. Like, there's no shot that's happening in real world. That being said,
bro, you'd be surprised, bro.
Really?
Some of the most, like, I don't even know how to describe them, but, like, some of the most, like, stereotypical pastors that I have seen have, like, 11 out of 10 wives. Like,
that's true.
Like, that is a realistic.
That's true. I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Also, it's, like, Agent Callahan, like, she's a fun character, though. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, memes and allegations aside, Like there are so many lines that I think of her where it's like, it's time to make your mama proud time. Like, she's got like that rootin' tootin' Call of Duty energy. Well, more Gears of War, actually. But it's like that more like rootin' tootin' Gears of War energy. That kind of like. Also, that meme where she like goes up to fix it, Felix, and goes, so I heard you're forklift certified, is pretty funny.
That was.
That's a pretty good meme. But no, I think she's smoking. Like, I think it's also just from like she is definitely one of the more like she's good, but like, just also thinking like overlooking like an echelon of characters. Like, she doesn't match the writing quality of these other guys, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at. Speaking of not matching the writing quality, Merida, or as I like to call her, the character from the movie Mother Bear, the secret sequel to Brother Bear.
Yeah.
I'm never going to let that joke down. I'm sorry. I gotta say, Mother Bear's too funny.
This is a nah or an average.
I think she's average. Like, I don't think she's nah, because I do like Merida, but I think I like Merida in concept alone, mainly because I think the way the trailer sold her was so cool. Like, that first trailer where she pulls up on her horse and she has that big cloak, and it tricks you to thinking Brave is going to be like this really good action-packed movie.
About Merida.
And then you watch Mother Bear, and you're cooked. So, like, I think in concept alone, I really do like Merida. I want to like this character. And there's a lot of bits of her that I do really like. I think everything from Brave before the mother turns to a bear is actually really solid. Like, that scene where she takes her arrow and, like, shoots it into the bullseye and cuts the other arrow, peak. Yeah. That is one of the best Pixar sequences of all time. Mm-hmm. Top 10, no doubt. But also, it's like, that's where my praise ends. And then the whole rest of the movie is built around, my mother's a bear! And it's like, yeah. What are we doing?
Also, the scene where they're all, like, fighting in that big meat hall is also...
Yeah.
I like that.
I you know what? We might have to do an episode on Brave one of these days.
I gotta rewatch. It's been years since I've seen Brave.
I have a lot to say. I don't know. It's a movie that I think I have nothing to...
Oh, it's been 10 years since I've seen Brave.
I mean, yeah, I haven't seen it since 2013 when it came out. But, like, it's a movie that I always think that I have, like, nothing to say on. But then I keep talking and going, oh, wait, I'm very passionate about this movie. Never mind. But, yeah, Merida's cool, though. But I'm really only sold on her in concept alone because the movie didn't do enough to justify it.
That's fair.
Great start, awful finish, just like this podcast. All right, Tiana. Tiana, I think, is also average.
Yeah, I was about to say she's...
Listen, I want to love Tiana. I really do. She has an incredible singing voice. I was literally listening to Almost There from her movie on my way driving here. But I gotta say, I think the similar reason to what I'm gonna rank Merida lower is that I think Tiana, the fact that she's turned into a frog for most of the movie, you're cooked.
Yeah.
Mainly because she's also coming from that bad stereotype of Law of Averages where the black lead character gets turned into like a different animal or creature, and it keeps happening all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, gang, well, what are you doing? Also, the fact that her show on Disney Plus just got canceled and, like, never came out, it's like she is getting cooked from every angle.
Yeah.
That being said, I think she's plucky. I think she's fun. But, man, I just think the movie did her so dirty compared to, like, a lot of these other things, which is why Princess and the Frog is not the biggest deal as, like, Disney wants to, like, make it.
Yeah.
That being said, the Princess and the Frog version of Splash Mountain that just happened, it's pretty good, though. She gets points from me there.
All right.
But...
Oh man, this next one up is Lola Bunny.
Specifically from the first Space Jam movie. I don't know, man. I think Lola...
I'm on thin ice with this one because I have an opinion I want to state, but I'm never beating the allegations.
No, I have a pretty strong opinion on Lola Bunny in that she's average. I think Lola Bunny's very overhyped.
Okay, we will go with average.
I think largely because like her whole personality is just going up to Bugs going, don't call me doll or whatever. It's like, that's her. She's just like Bunny with boobs. And that's where it starts and ends in that movie.
That's true.
Like, if we were talking about the Looney Tunes show, Lola, easiest wish I was wish was real in the world. See, that is such a fun character.
Oh my gosh, bro.
But
you gotta do an episode on Looney Tunes.
Ah, that's a great show. But those are just quirks. It's like, there's so many great lines in that show. Man, I really wonder if Warner's gonna actually acknowledge Looney Tunes. Oh, man. But anyway.
Dang.
But,
next up is
Edna Mode. Wish was real.
I was about to say, which was
short queen.
Oh man,
I'm sorry. This is where my Incredibles bias comes out very hard.
Sure.
But like, for the little screen time she had in the first movie,
she's one of the most iconic characters.
She became an icon. No questions asked. Like, she has some of the funniest lines in that movie. In a movie stacked with funny lines, like Nook Capes. Everyone remembers Nook Capes, and like her. I could do her whole monologue beat for beat, but I don't have to. But I think largely when it came to presence, like, the fact that she's so short, but she's so loud in her personality. Like, such a fun character trait. She's wealthy. She's respected. She's got the hustle. You are Elastigirl! Like, she made Elastigirl, like, go find her man. Like, she drove the plot. She did everything I would want a character like this to do in such little screen time. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that it was just Brad Bird doing the voice is hilarious. I freaking love that man.
But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because originally he was the placeholder voice, but everyone was like, no, he has it. Mm-hmm. It was very funny. But no, I love Edna Mode. I think she's fun.
All right.
Can't wait to do that Incredibles episode whenever Incredibles 3 happens. Yes. We're saving that for a couple of years. We got other things to do.
Next up, Astrid. Astrid from How to Train Your Dragon. That's a wish was real for me.
I agree. Like, after you get past the first movie where she, like, her design is a little goofy, like, man, wifey material right here. Yeah. Like, this is a fun character. Like,
my boy's name was Hiccup and he bagged that.
I know, right? Honestly, another long check in the list of things.
Yeah.
But honestly, no, I'll take that back. Hiccup had a glow up.
That's
Bro
true.
Did not just remain scrawny. Bro became a freaking goat for that whole movie. He tamed the dragons.
That's true.
He has a fire sword. He can fly. They fly now? Like, oh my God. It's like Hiccup
is... Okay, moving on.
Anyway, but
Speaking of, they fly now.
No, but Astrid, right? But like, no, because we never talked about her. But like, I think Astrid, what makes her such a fun character is that like she was Hiccup's equal for that whole trilogy. If anything, she was superior for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you never feel like she's kind of being doited around. Like, she was the one who also had to like bring Hiccup up to speed on some stuff, and like, obviously he's like, she's really good in the movies, and like, she's really cool, and like, she kind of like is like the good with the one good side character of like that stupid celebrity side character cabal that dragged those movies down.
Yeah.
But no, we need to do How to Train Your Dragon movies. Those movies are incredible. But man, they're doing that remake this year.
I'm excited for that.
I'm not. But
it looks good.
It looks stinky. Toothless looks okay, though. Better than Stitch. But crazy how two movies directed by Chris Sanders and kind of made by them are coming out in the same year as remakes. Lilo and Stitch and How to Train Your Dragon. Same creative team.
I think Stitch gets overhated for how he looks in that. But then again, you're the expert. So
I'm the expert, and I hate him. But anyway...
Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
Oh, Mike. What's Mike Wazowski doing on the Wish Was Real tier list? Dude, if Mike Wazowski was real, I'd be his best friend. I love that, man. Aaron, you like Mike Wazowski?
Love Mike Wazowski.
Gonna get a beer with him?
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
What's Mike Wazowski drinking tonight? Mike's Hard Lemonade?
That was the one on my mind. And
we should do a Monsters, Inc. episode. That was great. But, anyway. But speaking of monsters, Ahsoka.
They fly up.
I'm torn, Ahsoka. I'm torn.
This is the one from the Clone Wars.
Well, it is. But also, it's like, we all know the rules of Star Wars, the same one in the Clone Wars, is the same one in Rebels. Like, it's the canon version,
you know?
But
I'm taking, like, the artwork and the look for this one mostly.
Yeah, but that's,
character
that's Clone Wars Season 7 Ahsoka. You know, like, peak Ahsoka. But, like, I think what makes Ahsoka tricky for me is that I did not like her until Season 3.
That's fair.
I think she was really annoying for a lot of the show's early years. And again, we could sit that as a knock, but also it's like, I will give credit to Filoni and the team for sticking with their guns and making Ahsoka work into a fan favorite. That is a testament to strong
writing. That, but I also feel it was intentional of like, okay, well, she's like the apprentice who's also kind of a know-it-all, kind of like, there's a lot of like reason for it.
But it also, I just think her dialogue was mostly pretty bad. So it's like, I get what you're saying, but also like, as she grew and matured and like realized like what the Jedi Order really was to her, like that's what made that character strong. Like, she does everything I would want on this list. The problem is, I think once you get past Clone Wars with Ahsoka, I don't like her that much.
Yeah, same.
I think her show is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think her appearances as Rebels were sporadic at best and really don't make sense. Like, actually, no, they make sense, but then they kind of forgot she existed after Season 2 with Vader. But anyway, I guess if we're going off of Clone Wars Rebels, Wish was real, she's really hype, specifically like that end version of Ahsoka.
I vote smoking.
I'm fine
just,
with that.
I just can't put her with Starfire and Blackfire and
fair
Luven
enough.
And Shego and Elastigirl. Yeah.
But she's cool, though. But speaking of cool, we've got Nani from Lilo and Stitch. This is Wish Was Real.
I can't even argue. Because like,
I'm not even saying, like, listen, I know this may come out as a shock, but when I was a kid watching Lilo and Stitch, my favorite movie of all time, I was not attracted to Nani at all. Like, I was so focused on, like, Blue Creature that just never crossed my mind.
That's fair.
But, like, as
no
an,
horny. As, only blue.
Only Stitch. Honestly, goals. But, listen, I think when it comes to Nani, like, she's the older sister. She had to step up. Like, you feel for her. You know, she's really just trying her best. Like, you totally understand her as a character. And also, what the movie does so well is they don't make her hateable. Like, which is so easy for something like this to do. And what I think this movie is really strong. Like, And if I could say that about a character who's like put in such like a stinky situation, but still really like her, easiest like S tier of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, very fun. But now we have specifically DCAU Justice League and Justice League Unlimited Wonder Woman.
Wish was real.
Yeah, this is the best version of Wonder Woman.
It's no questions asked. Bro, Batman, what are you doing?
Honestly, crazy how like that's never worked outside of this show. But I think this specific version of Wonder Woman really gets it right, because as a character, again, like, she has all the traits. She's proactive. She's fun. She has great dialogue with all the members of the team, specifically Batman. Their dynamic is what sells a lot of that show with mm-hmm. Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. But also in the sense that, like, they got her right in the sense that Wonder Woman also needs to, like, be full of grace. She's not Warrior Woman. She's Wonder Woman. She's an inspiration, not a battle hard. Like, she's battle hard in that sense, but, like, they also totally nailed the grace when it needs to, like, really have that character. Mm-hmm. And also in that sense is, like, that's so hard to do. That's what I think Gal Gadot never really got right in that sense, where, like, so much of that Wonder Woman was like,
that
stupid score. But it's a cool theme. It's not Wonder Woman. But, like,
oh, no.
I don't know, man. I really like... But I mean, it's also biased, because this is the Wonder Woman that I grew up on. So, like, this is my version of the character that I'm
always gonna judge. Well, yeah, but she's just objectively the best. Like, you can't argue this.
I won't say objectively, because there are a lot of great comic friends out there. But, like,
I'm talking for, like...
For animated television, this is probably the best
one. For any, like, movie or television-wise, like, I'd say
this is the version of this character that James Gunn pointed everyone saying, we're making the DCU like the DCAU.
Yes.
Like, if this guy who made... not one bad comic book movie, and from what it sounds like, Superman's gonna continue that tradition, is looking at this version of the character and going, all right, let's see what we can do with Diana. To me, that's points.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got the GOAT of Gravity Falls, which is great. Is there another Gravity Falls? No, yeah, it's Wendy. We have Wendy. I was thinking about because there's other characters in that show, but no, it's Wendy. I'm torn. I'm a big Gravity Falls fan, in case I haven't made that obvious. That's like one of my favorite shows of all time. I think that's like Disney's greatest stroke when it's come to TV animation.
That's a lie.
But
I knew that very much.
Hmm? I know. I have not been subtle, because everyone knows that I cannot be subtle. But
that's true.
I mean, I can be, but you guys just don't notice it. But my point is that...
Wow.
Still looking for...
subtle today, aren't we, Squiddy?
No. But dude, Squidward, wish was real. But anyway,
easy.
But... yeah, but, like, Wendy, I mean, she's, like, it makes sense why Dipper would have a massive crush on her. Like, she's the stereotypical lumberjack too cool for school girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course she's gonna be wish was real. But also to that extent, they actually do some interesting things with her later where they do kind of break her down and make it like, oh, no, this is, like, where her actual character is. Like, she does have flaws. Like, she does this. She's not this perfect character. But then they forgot to do that for the rest of the show outside of a couple episodes. Oopsie poopsie. Yeah. But no, I think even for that, she's still a really fun character. Every episode she's in is like automatically a lot better when like she's able to bounce off the cast. She's great. Wish was real.
Okay. I didn't really like Gravity Falls during so I stopped watching, so I don't have much to say.
Grody! You should rewatch it. It's really good. That would make a great episode. Welcome back to the...
We'll see.
We went to the long range tradition of, wow, we should do that. But anyway, but we have Suki from Avatar. She's attractive. She's middle of the road.
Yep.
Mainly just because she does not get a lot of screen time compared to like Katara, Toph, Azula, or like Ty Lee.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, she is like I like her, but like, man, compared to all the other characters, she's got the least going on. Although we'll give her points. She was originally supposed to be a one and done character in episode season one of whatever she was in there, but they brought her back because fans liked her, which is pretty cool.
Fair.
Now we have our last two, The Legend of Korra duology. Korra.
I give her attractive at least.
That's probably where I'd put. I think Korra is so tricky because I'm torn and if I like her or if I don't.
I think she gets too much hate, I'm going to be honest.
I think her hate is deserved, mainly just because I think the way that show started just positioned you in a way where it's like, man, Korra is like a little tricky to root for, you know?
Fair.
Like her first words are, I'm the Avatar and you got to deal with it. Like that is a hard sell when the whole other show was built on Aang really having to learn to use the elements. And here comes Fetus McGee using earth, fire, and water perfectly.
That's true.
That is a hard sell. I get why they did it. They wanted to be different from ATLA. I totally get that. But man, like that, when that's your first impression of Korra, and so much of season one is also built on that, like, man, things are hard for me. Brr, 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 brr. It's like, oh, man. Also, the fact that, like, I never thought it made sense why she wouldn't understand airbending because, oh, it's spiritual. Like, it also was like waterbending revolves around you being free in that sense. Like, that doesn't make sense at all. But I don't know. I think she got better as the show went on. Like, I don't hate her anymore. But, like, I think, like, that first guttural, like, bad taste in my mouth, like, version of Korra, like, that always kind of lingers in my brain. I can't put her higher than attractive.
That's
I would put her above Suki. No questions asked. Like, she's attractive. She's on average. Like, Korra's still hype. I was still, like, I'm still mad I didn't have the Korra Fortnite skin. I'm still kind of peeved I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
Because, like, that would be a fun skin
I got the skin and that's it.
Because, like, that'd be a fun skin to rock. But, like, I don't know, man. She's attractive, but...
We can do attractive.
But now we have Asami, the last character on this list.
I'd throw her smoking.
Man, but she's got, like, nothing going on until, like, the last season.
I'd still say smoke.
Like, in season one, she was, like, kind of cool because she was, like, part of, like, the non-bending, like, whole group. And, like, that was the point of her character. But for so much of the rest of the show, it kind of feels like they're finding, like, a reason to use her. Like, she's attractive, don't get me wrong. Like, her character design is hype. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, she's, like, I think she belongs with Korra, actually. I think that's fitting.
Okay.
But, ladies and gentlemen... That is our goon-tastic list.
And finally, we have a character from Avatar, Avatar universe on every category. That's funny.
We do. Isn't that funny?
It is funny.
But anyway, that's our goon-tastic list over.
Yeah.
How did we do that, guys?
Pretty well.
Nice. Well, this was a fun episode.
This actually was a very fun episode.
Yeah, we did not get as goon-rific as I think the audience probably would have expected. It's like those first 10 minutes. But you know what?
You're welcome.
This really just turned more into media analysis as like it went on.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, it's like when we're judging characters, that is just kind of what I'm going to do.
Fair. But I mean, also there's a lot more of like, yeah, obviously I can do my whole Blackfire rant again, but like...
You know what? You can't top perfection.
Yeah.
But much like how every nerd cannot top any of these characters because they're not real. Thank Christ. But anyway,
Are we going to post a photo of this on...
Yeah, Instagram? We'll post a picture of like this tier list eventually. Like we'll get on there. But guys... That has been our wonderful tier list, and you know, and I know we've kind of been slacking on it, but what's coming up next? Well, if I check my calendar, I can tell you exactly this, because this episode is coming out at the end of March, and you want to know what comes out in the beginning of April? The Minecraft movie. So if my memory and like my timing will serve me well.
Chicken Jackie!
I believe next episode is going to be the Minecraft movie. Which is strange how that movie's coming out in a week. It's coming out next week, dude.
Wait, what day?
But not next week, like April 4th, because we're recording this on the 21st. Well, but like, guys.
It's not okay.
Why not?
It's not okay.
Aaron, Jack Black, Steve.
Tearing up my childhood. Just ripping it into little bits.
Till it crafts.
Till it crafts is wild.
Chicken Jackie.
I'm crafting it.
Oh my god. Well, that's probably what's gonna be coming up next week. I cannot wait for all four of us, because I think Shane should be able to join us on that one. So we're gonna have a great episode ranting, probably event ranting about the Minecraft movie.
I guarantee you'll
that'll be a
we'll
fun
be
one.
Fuming.
We'll be fuming, probably, because Aaron has attested he's depressed. Which will be a rare episode where Aaron speaks.
Yes. I know.
It's like Martha speaks but with a human male.
It's like Harold in the Purple Grey.
Oh man.
No one wants to be reminded of that, but people want to be reminded of our social pages and where the heck you can find us later, because we have all those in the links below. We have an Instagram, a Facebook, a TikTok, all links below. Just look up the Double After Hours podcast, and once you see that mic with the moon on it, you'll know it'll be us. We have a YouTube channel by the same name where we upload these and highlights. Also, highlights are on our socials, like Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Share us around, support us. It really helps out. We're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year, and we know you guys can make that happen, because that's why we do it. We do it for y'all.
Yes.
Other than that, I think that's everything. I've been Charlie Robinson, and I'll see you next time.
I'm Bryce Goskwick. Thank you for everything.
And I'm Aaron Gresser, and I'm going to bed.
See y'all later.
Thank you for listening to the Double After Hours podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. If you want to see a full list of our platforms, be sure to check out our page at rss.com, linked in the description below. We've got social media pages featuring highlights on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, with links below. The best way to help us grow is by sharing us wherever you can, or by telling a friend, family member, co-worker, or whoever by word of mouth. It goes a long way. Thanks for listening, and staying after hours.
Yako, it's time to take the ink blot test. Now, tell me, what does this remind you of?
Girls.
What does this remind you of?
Girls.
What does this remind you of?
Girls.
You are obsessed with girls!
Hey, you're the one showing me all the sexy pictures.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.